Robinson, Sheila Robinson, they are doing something like they always do, and we've got him on the line this morning. Curtis, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good, and my partner is here with me and does a great job, and I know he has known you for a long time,
Curtis,
as well.
Curtis, Paul Pacelli, we've chatted before. How are you, sir? Good morning.
Oh, Paul, good. How you doing? Good morning, Paul.
I'm good. I'm good. So, Curtis, what are you and the wife doing here? You know, we have these TSA people who, you know, in the middle of a political argument seem to be the forgotten people here, and how are you helping them out?
Well, you know, in the spirit of Dr. King, you know, we have air traffic controllers, we have the TSA. You know, these people are so benevolent. They continue to do their job even though they haven't been paid. You know, and, you know, my wife and I, we decided, I mean, what do you tell a hungry child? You know, you don't talk about any walls, anything. That child said, what happened when Dad, Mommy, I'm hungry, I want something to eat? Well, what do you do about that? So we decided what we're going to do. We're going to feed all the TSA up at Bradley. We're going to feed all the air traffic controllers. We're going to have a big luncheon for them tomorrow at the Air Exchange building up there, and on Tuesday at the air traffic control. We're going to bring food for them to take home to their families to try to feed them for a week or two. It's a couple of hundred of them, mm-hmm. and that's through the Curtis Robinson Center for Health, exactly, as well as the Kyle family as well. Sanford Kyle and his family is participating. So it's going to be a really great day tomorrow to see those little faces and see those families. Just, you know, just trying to give them a little heads up, you know.
Well, you have done it for years and years and years, Curtis. I mean, you and your wife and your family. And I tell you, I wasn't surprised when we got notification that you folks were going to do this. Now, when will you actually go there? When will you get there?
It's going to be at 12 o'clock tomorrow at the Air Exchange building at 336 El Grasso Turnpike. Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday, it's going to be at the same time at the Air Traffic Control building there over in, at Bradley. So we're going to bring, we got... truckloads of groceries that we're going to bring for those families to take home after we feed them. We got to feed them first, and then we got a truckload of groceries for them to take home to their families to try to feed them for another week or two. Hopefully this thing will be over in the next week or so. But, you know, Brad, Paul, we got safety inspectors that's really not being, these are the people, God forbid if something happened, they're the ones who do the inspection. They're not getting paid. You know, these people are just trying to do their job to protect us and keep us safe. I mean, you know, so they, and they're still doing their job.
Yeah.
You know, and I hear so much. A guy was telling me the other day, that Curtis, I don't know if I'm going to be able to buy any oil, or, you know, for my family in terms of keeping them warm. You know, a lot of people, unfortunately, you know, we live from paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, you know,
that's for sure.
You know, Curtis, a lot of, I saw a figure, Curtis, the other day, and I don't know how this relates to the TSA people or the security people there that you're feeding, but still, believe it or not, something like 70% of Americans,
70%
out of 10, live paycheck to paycheck.
Isn't that amazing? You know what else is so frightening, Paul? If you Google how many people go to bed hungry.
Yeah.
Now, you would think this is nationwide. In the state of Connecticut, 500,000 families go to bed hungry. We got 3 million people, so it's 25% of the population has a food deficiency. And that shouldn't be.
No.
That shouldn't be. We should not do that. I mean,
not in this country, no.
Yeah, you know, not in our country. You know, so, you know, I always said, Brad, no, Paul, look, if I got a loaf of bread, I'm going to share it. I can't feed the whole state, but I tell you what, we're gonna do what we can with what God has given us, and it's a shame that that we have to be in this situation. But I just pray every night that things change. I hope that everything, you know, these people get everything go back to normal, because it is really hurting a lot of folks. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna sit around. My wife is not gonna sit around and let anyone suffer, whether it's in Southington, whether it's in Hartford, whether it's in Stafford Spring, wherever it's needed, we're going to be there as long as we can.
You know, Curtis, whenever I have you on the radio, and I know Paul knows what you do too, I will always remember the first time we met, and you came here. You missed the bus where you were supposed to go to Boston, and you stayed here, and you worked hard. You worked hard, and you have given thousands of people help when they've needed it. And I tell you, when I found out that you were going to be with the two of us here this morning, it didn't surprise me at all. And I can just imagine, and I never realized the groceries were just going to be coming on, and that Mount Sinai Food Center feeds 1,000 families a week, and here you are out and doing this.
Well, that is through the Curtis Robinson Center for Health and Equity over at the Joan Dauber over at Mount Sinai. We feed 1,000 families a week.
Wow.
1,000 families a week. And the thing is, we've been doing that for the last 20-some years. A lot of people don't realize that, but, you know, how can your child learn? How can anybody do it when they're hungry? You know, we got to take care of our homes. We got to take care of our families. And, you know, anybody that's listening to this program, just think in your heart that, you know, what would you do if your child look up to you and say, Daddy, I'm hungry, or Mommy, I'm hungry, and you can't feed them? Well, what do you tell that child? The child don't know anything about politics. They're hungry. They want some cereal. They want something to eat.
Want something in their stomach. That's all they want, something to fill their belly. Yep.
Well, Curtis, thank you for stopping by this morning, and give my best to Sheila. You guys are right up there on the top of the list, and we'll see you soon. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks,
God
Curtis.
Bless
thank you.
Guys.
Thanks, Curtis. Good to talk to you again. Boy, what a great guy. Great
fellow. Oh, he is.